Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Broadcasting worldwide, blasting out on the M&FM dial, global shortwave, and the internet, of course, at Infowars.com. And we are on the road here. We will have open phones for much of the broadcast today, at least the entire second hour. I'm really commit to doing that. Aaron Dykes is going to be popping in as well. It sounds like he's running the generator, too. Or is that just the air conditioner? No, I don't think that's the air conditioner doing that big rumble now that they actually turned the music off. I think the generator just kicked in, which is fine. I mean, they got an audio gate on the system and stuff, but the air conditioner wasn't making a rumble that big earlier. I'm pretty sure the generator pumped on. Or he's pumping something out. Let's just not do that during broadcast. Let's do that at the end of the show. Thank you. Okay, well, as long as you're good on your end, I feel like I'm doing a radio broadcast from an airplane or something. This old 12-year-old bus we got, I love it. And it's like the space shuttle. It's got so many switches and things. I just noticed as soon as I went live, it's like a thing started. And is that just AC or what is that?
That's just the AC. I'm not doing anything. I'm still
eating. I feel a groaning going on. Because it just got louder, huh? It doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. This is real radio. Real radio broadcasting worldwide. We're also going out on Ustream right now. And, well, I haven't plunged into the news yet, have I? But I will be doing that coming up here today. And, boy, is there a lot of crazy news. I don't normally cover news of the weird unless it pertains to human behavior and is a window into the overall psychology of how the globalists are controlling us. Naked man killed by police near MacArthur Causeway was eating face-off victim. It was a scene as creepy as Hannibal Lecter, or Day of the Dead, I would add. One man was shot to death by Miami police, and another man is fighting for his life after he was attacked and his face allegedly half-eaten by a naked man on MacArthur Causeway off-ramp Saturday. Well, you know what the answer to this is? Ban teeth. England wants to ban knives because people are getting stabbed. You know, they want to ban guns because people use them. Well, the answer is ban teeth. And if somebody ever punches anyone out of 6.5 or 7+ billion people now, cut all arms off worldwide. And if anyone ever rapes a woman, cut off every man's genitals on earth. That is the logic they try to sell us for victim disarmament. No, because there are people like this guy. They're trying to say, we believe it was cocaine-induced psychosis, though we're not sure. Yeah, cocaine, they pick some illegal drug. Not that I say cocaine's even good. It's certainly bad for you. But controlled, but compared to other substances that they push on the public, Big Pharma, Prozac, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, all the other stuff. I mean, I read the police cases in the news every day. 90+% of the time, people doing crazy stuff are either on psychotropics that are over-the-counter or prescription, excuse me, or they're hopped up with over-the-counter stuff mixed together that makes them go crazy, or they're on stuff like PCP, you know, horse tranquilizers. And this could certainly do that, but I'm not going to spend all day on that whenever we get back from this first break. I want to get into Decoration Day. That's the real name of Memorial Day. I've got some comments on that. And the fact that our military, that certainly you could say once fought for the Republic, has been turned into a wholly owned subsidiary of the globalist. We're then going to get into huge news. They're openly announcing Congress set to vote. They say they have the votes to hand the internet that DARPA created, the U.S. created, over to the U.N. And they're calling for internet IDs and taxes at Bilderberg this year. That's big news. And a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I am honored to be your host. I am honored to be in America on this eve of Decoration Day. You know it as Memorial Day. Thank you so much for joining us today as we transmit worldwide against tyranny. I am somewhere in Arkansas. What is this, Arkadelphia? Yes, we're in Arkadelphia at a little stop here in the InfoWars information warfare wagon, hurtling down the road as soon as this transmission is complete. We could actually do it as we go down the road, but it's too noisy. Towards our final destination on this trip. And that, of course, is Chantilly, Virginia, which means the lace in the Frenchie. And I am going to be there for 4 days, Thursday through Sunday. I'll actually be there early. We get there tomorrow night as I case where the Bilderberg Group is going to be meeting. We've seen three articles in the front page the last week and a half of huge online publications like Politico covering Bilderberg and admitting that they basically run the planet. We've seen Washington Post making jokes about how they basically vet presidents and vice presidents and prime ministers. We have seen Salon and a whole bunch of other publications. You know, 3 or 4 years ago, if you went to a search engine like Google News, which they now admit is the NSA, told you that years ago, about 7 years ago, we broke that. We got death threats over that. Now they admit it's NSA front. Oh, the government can't run big corporations. Oh, unless they do it secretly. Now all that is out in the open. There's a big article today. The EU calls it the biggest private intelligence network in the world. Well, it's not private. Neither is Microsoft. Look into that. They're all part of this bankster takeover. And to get around the antitrust laws of 1906, they break things up into subsidiaries. But the point is, there is a global elite. They are nefarious. They do not want a free market. They are monopoly men. They fund fascist and communist, anything that destroys free market. They are threatened by independent wealth. They are the antithesis of the American free market, constitutional, due process system. So if you claim you're an American on Memorial Day coming up tomorrow, or on the 4th of July coming up in a month, if you claim you love what this country stands for, then you better find out what it actually means to be an American and why we were the light of the world, the example of liberty worldwide, now the example of tyranny. About a month and a half ago, the Communist Chinese Party that kills hundreds of thousands of people a year in death camps on record, building things you buy at slave mart and places like that, said, we're now going to put on the books what we did secretly. We can secretly arrest, disappear, torture, kill people off of the American NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. And now this week, they're trying to supplement the NDAA with more House and Senate funding. It's passed the House. Passed the House, what, Wednesday? Listen to this carefully. To allow the CIA and Pentagon to spend your tax money domestically, your tax money domestically going after the American people with, quote, disinformation and lies. That was in the Washington Post. They're like, it's a good thing to use disinformation and deception against the American people. And again, the globalists attach their whole New World Order, crony capitalist, anti-free market, monopoly man agenda onto troops. They're like, support the troops, launch wars in more countries. The troops want it. Support the troops. Make them serve five, six, seven tours. By the way, I have it here in my tabs on my I'm so accustomed to having the printouts because I can just thumb through them, but I've got it here in my 30 or 40 tabs. I've only got 37 tabs to be correct. That's a low news day. It's actually a big news day, but I just am not accustomed to having all my tabs on the computer. I've got to dig it up or just search it yourself on this eve of Decoration Day, as it was known, now Memorial Day, that they're saying new prosthesis or prosthetics, that's artificial limbs, allows troops to get back on the battlefield. So now when you get an arm or leg blown off, they make you go back into combat. In fact, the Sergeant Bales that reportedly killed 19 people, who they put on Prozac, by the way, putting him into a psychopathic mindset. They admit on the insert it makes you have psychopathic breaks. He'd been in three hardcore combat tours, was going back to his fourth. He had been gung-ho, but he said, look, I don't want to go back. His foot was 90% blown off. He had an artificial foot. Did you know that? And they made him go back. Hey, you served three tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. You've seen a bunch of your buddies killed. Your marriage has been broken up by this. You don't want to go back. Go on Prozac and amphetamines. That's what they put the troops on. 110,000 of our troops, over 10%, are on multiple psychotropics / speed drugs. Psychotropics and speed drugs. On record. Look it up. Just everything I say, type it into a search engine. That's Washington Post, Associated Press, Reuters. Remember a few months ago. 110,000 of on this. He was admittedly on this. I'm not saying what he did was okay, but you can't put a guy put on psychotropics and in battle stress in jail. But they don't want the big pharma to get in trouble. So here on the day before Memorial Day, I want to point this out. Feeding the troops blindly into wars for opium and oil and gas pipelines and no-bid contracts is not patriotism. It is the height of hating the troops. So the globalists with a psyop attach all their murderous activities, all their unconstitutional activities, all the horrible things they do. They attach all that onto the train, onto the engine of the troops and make their entire evil agenda look good. So he had his foot almost completely blown off. He had the heel and the bone coming into it. So he had to stick that in a boot, and he had to run around on that. And so he's on all these drugs and psychotropics. And then his buddies, his best friend, gets blown up that day by an improvised explosive device. He happens to be in the convoy behind it, responds, sees his buddy with his half his body blown off. He's on psychotropics, hallucinating, that's in the hallucinogen class, sneaks out that night and kills 19 people. Children, burning them with gasoline, shooting people in just a blood-fueled rage. Now, that's what you need to understand is going on, ladies and gentlemen. And now they're saying, oh, the prostheses are so good. You just lost an arm. You just lost a leg. I looked this up. In World War II, only people like Audie Murphy served two tours. My grandfather's... especially the one that was in flying B-17s and then also flying coffins, the Liberators. He served as his Catch-22 missions and then was just in the Army Air Corps after that on the ground in Italy, but first North Africa, then Italy. And, I know he never talked about it, but definitely showed signs of post-traumatic, you know, stress and things like that after he came home from stories I heard and you know, things like that. And think about serving not one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight tours. Remember a few years ago on the Sunday show, a guy called in, he said, how dare you say there are people serving five tours? That's not true, you anti-patriotic person. And I went and looked it up. That was 6 years, 7 years into the Afghan war. There were people that had served six tours. Now, 10.5 years into the Afghan war, guess how many people, the percentage, over 5% have served more than seven tours. The Pentagon doesn't deny it. Go look it up. A large number, I was looking up a few weeks ago, have served more than four tours, something like 30-something percent. Ladies and gentlemen, that is incredible. I was flying back from a video shoot for Jesse Ventura's TV show a few months ago with a Air Force MP who was explaining all the combat they see because of the zones they're in. And I said, how many tours have you been? And he said, I'm starting my eighth tour. And he was only back from Afghanistan to fly back on the airplane to Austin with one of his other MP buddies that had been blown up by an IED, improvised explosive device, to take the coffin and bury it at Fort Hood. And Austin cops remember that, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, actually, now time flies, because they came and picked it up at Austin Bergstrom, and they had a little motorcade for it, which is a good thing to do. The point here is that we need to remember on Memorial Day, which was Decorations Day, when women would go out to the grave sites and put up little American flags and flowers and things like that. We should remember, as all of this is coming up, that it came out in Bloomberg last year and AP as well, that 12 years ago, Prudential and all the other big insurance companies met, the Big Ten, met with the Department of Defense and made a deal that they could, quote, take death benefits. You know, they take money out of your check if you sign on for years in the military to put it into a death benefit, life insurance, to make a deal to steal the life insurance from the widows and widowers when they die. And see, if you talk about that, it's not patriotic. Patriotic's going to a football game, getting drunk, saluting the flag, saying you support the troops, saying you care about them. Meanwhile, you make them serve 5, 6, 7, 8 tours with arms and legs blown off, and you put them on drugs. Then they come back home and kill their families, and the system says, turn our guns in, because troops are coming home with post-traumatic stress disorder. They give them hallucinogens, and they go crazy. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
For those about to protest Bilderberg and get in the face of the real controllers of this planet, not their shields, not their front presidents and prime ministers who can come and go, we're going after the real elite. For those actually showing up, and I'm told it's going to be thousands in Virginia starting in about 3 days from now at Bilderberg 2012, I salute you. For those about to identify the real enemy, the New World Order globalist, we salute you. Okay, I'm ranting because the globalists that have taken over our country treat our military like absolute trash. Most of my family's been in the military. I love this country. I know our military in 1776 and then on for hundreds of years fought for liberty and freedom in many cases. But in every other nation, North Korea, Mexico, areas in Africa, Europe, we all know militaries and police become agents of tyranny. So we have to keep them in check, as our founding fathers said. But what about the bureaucrats? What about the bankers who've gotten the world to accept their fiat currency who are taking over the planet? Coming up, after Aaron Dykes comes up in the next segment and gives you a report, a big boil down on Bilderberg 2012 and the fact that the dam's finally broken on mainstream media coverage and what a big deal this is, and then your phone calls at 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. That is all coming up today. But I look at, well, we reported early in the week, and it went on DrudgeReport.com and went viral, the Infowars.com story that one of the heads of the Bilderberg Group openly called for internet IDs, internet taxation, internet censorship, for the UN to take control of the internet and be able to censor it and tax it. That is now in the Hill newspaper. It is now in a bunch of other big publications as of this Sunday, the 27th day of May. Again, we tell you about things days, weeks, months, years before. So there it is. We told you back in the late 90s that the derivatives would be pumped up into the quadrillion level. Now it's double that. I've been saying 1.5 quadrillion. Now it's 2 quadrillion. That's 2,000 trillion of fake fiat. They then tell the Greeks 92% to 93% of the debt is not yours. Your last prime minister, former Goldman Sachs executive, signs you on to the too-big-to-fail derivatives globally, just like Americans have been signed on to it even more. We need to raise your taxes, cut your benefits, and have a 20% VAT on top of everything to pay foreign private bankers. And we're going to take your national parks and your islands and hand them over to private individuals who paid off your government leaders to sign on to it. And the head of the IMF is in the news today saying, pay your fair share, the French head of the IMF, International Monetary Fund. And the general public's like, well, them Greeks are lazy. Now it's the Spanish, then it's the Italians. It's the Irish, it's the Icelanders. But the Icelanders, what, a couple of years ago were the first, they were told they owed over $100 billion for a country of 390-something thousand. It's not even 40,000, not even 400,000 people. And most of them live in their capital of Reykjavik. It's like 940-something thousand live there, and you know, a little bit more, 40 or 50,000 live in other parts. I mean, look up the numbers of Reykjavik in Iceland. But they actually protested and demonstrated and boycotted the banks and did strikes for a year plus, and then all the ministers had to resign who'd been lying to them, and it turned out, again, in the case of their country, 92%, it's the same in most countries, of the debt was owed by the very private central banks that own our Federal Reserve. Our Federal Reserve is not federal. So they're the only country to beat it. And if Greece beats it and simply monetizes their debt that's less than 10% and says, too big to fail, you are going to fail, and those big banks go belly up, it's going to start in Italy and Spain. I told you 5 years ago it would start in Iceland, then in Greece, Ireland, Spain. They call them the pigs for whatever reason, those particular countries. When it comes to debt, they're called that in the financial publications, or the hogs, technically in Latin. It translates to hogs. And it's exactly as we said. And why is that? We have the insiders like Mark Faber and Max Keiser and the former head of policy at the Treasury, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and Bob Chapman. By the way, people keep asking, why is Bob Chapman on the air? I knew months ago he had health problems, 3 months ago. And I didn't want to stress him out. Bob is like 76, 77, internationalforecaster.com. I didn't want to stress him out and keep having him on every Friday. So I said, well, just when you feel good, you come on. And then we got the message about a month ago. He can't do interviews anymore for now. So pray for Bob Chapman. I wasn't going to talk about that. People are like, you piece of filth. Don't have Bob Chapman on anymore. This just proves you're a traitorous piece of garbage. Well, I don't give people's private info out. So I just didn't respond to that. Like, where is the Friday update? Where is it? Just didn't say anything because it was private. But he put a thing out like a month ago, so I can now say it. But you don't know who he is. He's a great guy. Helped publish None Dare Call a Conspiracy. Put out the Gary Allen Report 40 years ago, exposing the globalist. Gary Allen, his son started Politico, by the way. Just a funny thing that here's his dad all knowing about the New World Order, and then the Politico acts like it's liberal, but they're breaking the dam on Bilderberg News. So you got to think maybe they've got a tinge of conscience. I know last year Bilderberg actually called us. Remember that? Politico actually called us about Bilderberg. By the way, that's where I'm headed. That's why I'm on the road. Okay, we're going to start opening the phones up, not in the next segment when Aaron Dykes comes in with a cogent focus report, but in the segment after that and then into the second hour on this abbreviated Sunday transmission. But then throughout the week, we're going to have live broadcast for you. We're doing a rebroadcast of Lord Monckton in studio last week and some other big interviews tomorrow on Memorial Day. We're going to be doing live streams and other things. It'll be at InfoWars.com tomorrow. You'll see posted there or Twitter.com/RealAlexJones if you want to follow us there. Be able to catch all that. The play-by-play is we do all sorts of live feeds and breakdowns and analysis. But then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right through, I would imagine 10 hours a day, we're going to be broadcasting on the ground as world leaders arrive, as the Secret Service drives by at the Bilderberg Hotel they're meeting at, pointing machine guns at us like 4 years ago. Every 4 years, they come to North America. And 4 years ago, they came to the same Marriott Conference Center in Chantilly, Virginia. And there was Hillary. There was Obama. The media was saying, where are they? We know where they were. And this year, it's finally breaking. It's finally being covered. Now, briefly, getting back to what I was covering earlier about the troops, like Sergeant Bales killing all those people while on a bunch of psychotropics with his foot blown off. Oh, your foot's blown off 90%? We'll give you a prosthetic. And I saw that in the news, and I'd forgotten. That was hidden in plain view. That sergeant that went crazy and did all that and should be let off by reason of insanity, and I'm not saying what he did was good, but he's not the one guilty of it. You've served four tours, you're on psychotropics, your foot's blown off, they put a prosthesis on, and I remember him complaining, not wanting to be sent back, but they automatically re-upped him, which is an Orwellian term for a draft of those that have already served their contract. I mean, it's one thing to have a draft, that's bad enough, that's slavery, but of somebody who's already served three tours, automatic re-up, foot blown off, and then I was reading the news today. In fact, Aaron, pull that up and cover that first when you come back. Aaron's going to be doing the next segment. That they're making people with arms and legs blown off serve again, 5, 6, 7 tours. That's the same thing. I bet this guy was on Prozac that was caught in Florida eating someone in the street. Zombie news coming up after Aaron and your phone call. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dykes. I, of course, work with Alex. He's going to be back in just a few moments, but I'm here to bring you some information on the technology cult that attends Bilderberg each year increasingly. But first, new prosthetics keep amputee soldiers on active duty. That's recently in the news in the last couple days at U.S. News and World Report. I think it's a Reuters report. Technology advances and strong willpower have allowed some injured soldiers to return to battle. Put another way, it's kind of forcing soldiers back into the meat grinder. I realize they're volunteers, but it's probably not a good idea to put people full of tragedy and bad episodes back into battle on the drugs and everything. Ties into what the case Alex was talking about before. But of course, still in the news is the article I covered last week, Mark of the Beast, Bilderberg pushes mandatory ID for internet. Thanks still to Drudge for covering that. That has to do with Neelie Kroes of the EU Commission for Digital Agenda, and she is now pushing mandatory internet ID for Europe, which of course they want to expand to the rest of the globe. And you say, well, this already came out of the news. Why is that still related to the Bilderberg meeting coming up? As you know, many of the key members put out press releases ahead of time about many of the agenda items they want to cover. That way, it's introduced to the public while they meet about it privately and coordinate the launch of these different types of program. And of course, that ties in with the new plans to hand over internet authority to the United Nations. Kurt Nemo, The Hill, and others have all covered this recently. It's up there on Drudge today. House to examine plan for United Nations to regulate the internet. And they will be considering the proposal as early as next week, allowing countries from China, Russia, Brazil, and others to help dictate to us what our laws will be online. Meanwhile, tell me if you think this ties into it. Last year, it was reported in The New American that Zuckerberg's sister, Randi Zuckerberg, was there with the rest of the Facebook officials at the Bilderberg meeting that happened in Switzerland again last year, saying this is the end of internet anonymousness. And of course, this year we see Neelie Kroes of the EU Commission trying to make that happen by making mandatory IDs happen for the internet. Of course, you say that was last year. Well, these are ongoing agendas. It takes a lot of time, and it's a lot more than just the Facebook IPO that they clearly planned last year. So that's Neelie Kroes of the EU Commission helping to push the digital agenda. Meanwhile, I haven't talked about this yet. I don't think it's broke. Last year, again at Bilderberg, we're watching to see if she returns, was one Christine Varney. She's the Department of Justice Antitrust Assistant Attorney General for the United States. At least she was last year. She has since stepped down from that post and re-entered her work as a lobbyist for, who else, the internet and computer companies. Well, I looked up Christine Varney and I've studied her, and this is a huge conflict of interest, particularly as Google has ongoing antitrust actions. Here's an article from a month ago out of Reuters. U.S. brings in big gun to Google antitrust probe. Another one is FTC wants in on Google antitrust action. This stuff applies to Microsoft and all the other big technology people. And again, if you study the membership list for the Bilderberg meeting, we're going to break that list again this year for the new attendees. But I've studied the old attendees. They are just representing these companies. It's insider trading, insider deals going on, and a lot of cloaked, shaked hands and under-the-table deals. So it's a big deal that Christine Varney has represented the U.S. at the Attorney General level for antitrust, now as a lobbyist for these internet companies, and was before as well. She's known as being the single individual who got the FTC, which she was also once commissioner of, into the game of online privacy. She's, quote, the biggest advocate for enforcing online privacy. How? By allowing those companies to self-regulate. She works for these big companies, but has been inside the government, just like all the other revolving door posts we've seen. Monsanto has to be the quintessential classic example. But anyway, this Christine Varney woman, we're expecting her to be back at Bilderberg this year, and she deals with this privacy, antitrust, and intellectual property issues, probably the three biggest online issues that we are facing. And so we're just going to keep an eye on her, particularly as she has represented companies in cases where Microsoft was in lawsuits with the government over antitrust, dealing with the AOL merger and other issues, as well as publishing issues and the rest of it. So it's something to keep an eye on because she works for Big Pharma, The Washington Post, and all of it. Now, again, the media dam has been breaking on Bilderberg, I think, really since Alex started covering the group by going to it in 2006 in Ottawa, Canada. Ever since then, we've seen a rise in protesters and a rise of mainstream media covering the Bilderberg issue, no longer pretending it doesn't exist, now shifting into the damage control mode, where the Washington Post will be the first one to report on Mark Rubio circulating around the Bilderberg group. He's one who they say may attend this year. I don't know if he really will be a vice presidential candidate with Romney, but they are obviously eyeing him. Although, as I understand it, he has a citizenship issue. At any rate, we will see what happens. But we've had the Washington Post, Politico, New American, and a lot of other big papers, both online and from the former print world, beginning to cover this issue. By the way, this week we saw Warren Buffett and his Berkshire Hathaway company swallow up 63 papers, and he thinks he's going to be reviving the print industry with papers, and he also wants to accelerate this trend of putting up paywalls for these mainstream news outlets and try to take down blogs that post that news, even if they're commenting on it. We've seen a lot of that happening already with the Righthaven case and other things, but they're not done yet. Now, we have also talked about Facebook. I did a big piece exposing and really predicting that the Facebook IPO would be a scam, a pump and dump issue. I knew that because I had studied deeply the fact that five or six executives and founders of Facebook attended the meeting last year, 2011, in St. Moritz, Switzerland. Among those were reported to be, according to the New American, Mark Zuckerberg and his sister, Randi Zuckerberg, who, as I just mentioned, called for the end of internet privacy and anonymity. Difficult word to say sometimes. At any rate, we have seen that become a huge scandal, the Facebook IPO. They're now investigating it. They are subpoenaing Morgan Stanley and other entities. Well, in the buildup to that IPO, we saw the initial funders, who were all tied to intelligence and the Bilderberg Group, sell extra shares. In the last couple days leading up to it, they all prepared to sell extra amounts. You saw Microsoft get in with big shares. You saw Goldman Sachs get in with big shares of the Facebook leading into the IPO. You also saw frontmen for the globalists like U2's Bono. His holding company purchased a huge amount of Facebook shares so that they could sell them at the IPO, which was clearly overvalued. You saw it lose 20% and counting from its stock value from the projected $100 billion. And all the players who put up that big money cashed in. We expose that. If you didn't see it, go to YouTube and the other platforms and check out that report. But meanwhile, that is not all that Facebook is up to. Sean Parker, who was the first president of Facebook, also the creator of Napster, which really set the tone 10, almost 15 years ago, for this clampdown on online privacy, for this clampdown on the freedom of the web, by initiating Napster that made illegal, or what would soon become illegal, downloading of music and other copyrighted intellectual property, cool and popular and widespread, particularly among the youth. They got millions and millions of people doing that around the globe, helping themselves to what would eventually become a new clampdown era of the web. Sean Parker attended Bilderberg in 2010. He, along with other Facebook people, have declared that this election, that is the one upcoming in 2012, social media will determine the outcome. That's a headline at TechCrunch.com, and we will see what that happens. But he and the others all are part of this company, Votison, and it's no joke because the other Facebook founder, Chris Hughes, is credited with helping Obama win. We'll be back after this. Alex Jones will be back. We'll hit all the issues, including, of course, continued Bilderberg coverage. We're on our way, and we're going to expose the hell out of them. They're trying to legitimize the cybersecurity issue. They're trying to protect online privacy by helping the company.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting.
Blasting out worldwide, we are the voice of liberty, the tip of the spear. Boy, that's scary. We're the best there is. Thank you for joining us. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get to all the news, the big radio show I had planned today, coming up after I've taken quite a bit of your calls, say at the bottom of the hour next hour. And what will we be covering? Well, in England, Canada, and the U.S., so-called environmentalists, they're really just power grabbers, have said that they want jail time for people that don't want to pass carbon taxes to pay Al Gore money. You can just look it up in the London Guardian, Associated Press. They call it climate denial. I remember Chris Matthews saying, you're racist if you don't want Obamacare, written by the insurance companies, to force 35 million people to buy their product and let government decide what doctors can give as treatment. But forget the facts. Don't let those get in the way. You're a racist, Carlos Watson and slimeball Chris Matthews and others said, if you don't support it. But now in Australia, this is in the Australian newspapers. We wrote an article about it on Friday with links to it. People couldn't believe it. They're in the Australian news, TV, print, you name it, saying climate cops, that's what it's a quote, will be sitting in restaurants and on the street listening for anyone criticizing the carbon tax. And if you do, $1.1 million fine, and if you don't pay it, jail time. You heard me right. In Australia, under Magna Carta, a Commonwealth country, that's where our rights come from, is Magna Carta in England, 1215, you will be fined 1.1 million Australian and arrested if you don't like the 50% carbon tax. I mean, whoa, that even blows me away. That's beyond Gulag Archipelago in the Soviet Union. That's coming up. We've also got face eating. And, you know, I mentioned this. It's the new South Beach diet. We are living in the Twilight Zone. They're making troops with arms and legs blown off go back into combat. That's U.S. News and World Report. New prosthetics keep amputee soldiers on active duty to the bankers so they can grow all the opium. And then I've got all these other articles in the Miami Herald and others. I just minimized it, but that's okay. They're on South Beach in Florida. Police pull up, and a guy is naked, eating another naked man's face and biting at his neck, blood everywhere. And one guy is almost dead. The cop shot the other zombie off the other person. And this is not the Onion news. I'm not joking. It's on drudgereport.com. It's on Infowars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv. This is really happening. I bet money that guy was on Prozac or a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. They're announcing the internet is to be given to the UN. You have no rights. Obama says he launches wars now. Congress says, hey, to go into Libya or Syria, got to come to us. And he says, how about you go jump in a deep, dark lake or off a cliff would be better. You're going to shut down our power plants. China gets three a week. We get three a week shut down. Congress says, hey, you don't have a law to do that. I have the military standing by with machine guns. It's an army of folks with arms and legs blown off. But it won't matter because soon it'll all be drones and combat droids on the ground. Told you that 10 years ago, folks didn't believe it. Now it's mainstream news. Got big drone news coming up on the radio show on Tuesday. I'm going to leave it at that, but it's going to be nationwide news-making news. Nationwide news-making news. That's a double entendre. That is all coming up. You tell I'm relaxed here on the road, my friends. Where is that article? I just had that article about South Beach. I'll just go to Infowars.com. I'll just go right there and give you the headline. I had it. That's why I hate being on the road. I love it, but at my office, I print each article, and it can't get screwed up on the computer screen. The computer can't crash. Here it is. Cannibalism comes to South Beach. I'm not making this up. Miami police shoot naked man eating face off of other naked man. I'm not laughing. I mean, I'm laughing, but it's like painful laughing. It's uncomfortable laughing. Like a rabid dog. I'll just take some more psychotropic drugs. Everybody will be like Sergeant Bales. So that is coming up. But right now, let us go to your phone calls. Let us now go to the first person. We'll go to Rise, Robert, Troy, Sean, Karen, Freedom, and others. Rise. Rise to the worldwide airwaves from Oregon. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
That's what I call explosive volcanic eruption. You are on the air worldwide. Thank you for... Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hi. I just wanted to thank you for being an inspiration to me. I've watched you and listened to you for many years, and your uncovering of the military police state. And I volunteer and have been volunteering for the Portland live stream for Occupy. And we've seen all this abuse. We've seen all this stuff happen, and the mainstream media just doesn't talk about it or...
It's un-American to protest. I mean, regardless of what you think of Occupy and its goals as a diverse group, when Obama couldn't take it over, he had 37 city simultaneous raid, totally unconstitutional outside federal jurisdiction. What are the feds doing coordinating 37 raids on one weekend? That was just phase one. It was 50-something the next week. But regardless, yes, police beating people up in civilian outfits to then blame the protesters. What type of stuff have you seen them do in your area there in Portland, Rise?
Oh, man, the Portland police are horrible. They're
Oh, I saw a video 5 years ago of them specifically spraying babies at an anti-war demonstration with pepper spray and then telling mothers, don't bring them to a protest and laughing. It's terrorism, so no one protest. They want you to go home, shut up, and let foreign banks take over. The cops want their pensions taken. And don't worry, their pensions will be taken by Goldman Sachs. They're going to win. Don't worry.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't worry, cops. The bankers you serve are going to gang rape you real good. You win. Don't worry. This is what you want. This is what you get. I'm sorry. I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No problem. They're cracking people on the heads with batons, bleeding, tackling 100-pound girls onto the pavement, smashing their face into the pavement.
My camera guy 2 years ago at G20. My guys shot that. They went to the university. No one was even protesting, and they were cracking women on the head with billy clubs, putting them in comas. But that's freedom, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm going to shut up now.
Yeah, they're brutal, and they laugh about it too. They intimidate. They threaten. We have all this information.
Oh, but the bankers are going to get them too. They're not. They haven't been given all this unconstitutional power for nothing. America is meant to fully fall and then with it. So don't worry.
Yep, that's why it's important to stream. It's important for the citizen journalists to get out there and cover this stuff, like you, the ambush reporting, the filming the police when they're, you know, don't think they're being filmed. That's when you catch all this stuff.
What about Illinois, where they want to give people life in prison for filming police when it's in the public First Amendment? I mean, again, this government and other governments, can you believe Australia is banning speaking badly of carbon taxes? I'm not making this up.
Yeah, it's incredible, the corruption. And the police are just a blunt force of the 1% who are the Bilderbergers. I mean, you're going there to expose this yet again, year after year. Like,
and let's be clear, they didn't get their money through free market. They got it through government and insider deals.
Oh, yeah. And they fully fund this trillion-dollar defense stuff is arming the police. The war on drugs money is arming the police. And
I got to correct you. On budget is $1.2 trillion. Off budget's $800 billion. That's $2 trillion a year of your tax money to foreign military-industrial complex. Domestically, they're spending $500 billion now. 30,000 drones. Our government is taking our money to wage war against us. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, we'll put in the newspaper or the media to try and, convince the sheep out there that, oh, we destroyed some grass at a park, you know, and so we're bad people. And,
need to be arrested and billy clubbed. But by the way, I confirmed in Austin, New York, you name it. It even came out in the news after we confirmed it, that they ship the homeless, the mentally ill, the prisoners to the occupied so they can crap all over the ground, urinate, get drunk, to then aim cameras at them and say, there's the bad man. And again, even if you don't agree with some of the goals of Occupy, it's a diverse group. The system's demonizing the idea of demonstration when it's in the First Amendment. If you don't like protest and demonstration, you don't like 1776. You don't like Thomas Jefferson. You don't like George Washington. You don't like freedom. You like North Korea and China and Russia. Putin's banned protest. And I am so sick of it. God bless you. Look, most police I talk to are waking up. That's the good news. The military's waking up. But they get the certain cops that they've psychologically profiled in these crowd control units. They go out. They've got a syndrome of being not very manly. They want to prove themselves. And they're cowards, so they do it on a little 90-pound woman. Second hour, your phone calls, masses of news. This is it, the resistance for Western civilization and liberty. This is it, the tip of the spear in the fight for freedom. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
fearless in the face of tyranny because I know I don't have a choice. If I roll over, I lose. I'm a coward. If I charge head up against tyranny, I win either way. That's what it's all about. That's what wisdom's all about. Thank you for joining us. In the second hour, your calls will continue. In fact, let's go right now back to your ring-a-dingies. Let's talk to Robert in my home state of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas, the stars are bright, and big blue sky, or is it deep in the night? Deep in the heart of Texas. I forget the song now. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, it is a beautiful day in Texas, and thanks for having me on. Great show today. You know, I really feel like this Occupy Bilderberg protest will be the biggest protest in the history of Bilderberg's 58-year run.
There's been a long time coming, and we may never come this way again. This is a big deal.
Well, I think it's important for people to, you know, even now, this, you know, it's right around the corner, but even now I think it's important for people to get on social networking sites, get online, look in your community to see if there's people trying to put together carpools. You know, this will definitely be the one to be at.
Oh, don't resist. Roll over and die. You don't have any power. The truth is you've got incredible power, Robert, and they know it. What do you think about all the trolls and the Autobot megaphones the Pentagon admits saying protesting does nothing? Really? They fought to say Bilderberg didn't exist. Now the mainstream whore media has to admit it exists. How big of a defeat is that for them?
Well, you know, the fact that they're having to pull gimmicks and pull antics and basically, like you said, they cheat, you know, in how they handle their information and how they brainwash people. It's important for people to now ignore what they're doing as rebuttals, because they're all empty. Every attempt that they have to discredit us is empty. And just focus your energy on spreading the information about Bilderberg and helping push it farther into the mainstream, because it's already going mainstream.
And they've literally 10 years ago, they said it didn't exist. 5 years ago, they said, their kooks doesn't exist. The New York Times 4 years ago said I was insane and was at Chantilly, Virginia, covering it, and that nothing was there. Now they've got to admit it exists, but be condescending. Watching the public sit there while they condescended us like we're idiots is ridiculous. The sleeper is awakening. The trance is breaking. Do you agree with me?
I absolutely agree with you, and to build on what you just said, we can't let it escape people's memory that the position on Bilderberg has been it doesn't exist. We can't let people forget that they lied about its existence up to this point, as they tried to call it just a brainstorming session or a think tank or something like that. We have to remind people.
Yeah, first it didn't exist, then it was no big deal, and like, yeah, they're making decisions. Technocrats are running Europe. Aren't you glad they're saving you?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like Big Jim says, you know, good deeds are done in the sunshine.
God bless you. You've made some stunning points. Anything else you'd like to add, my compadre?
Just thanks for having me on, and hopefully there will be at least 1,000 people at this protest this year.
God bless you. Absolutely. Look, they had over 1,000 people. Aaron and Watson were there last night. In the middle of nowhere in the high mountains. They were on top mountains with only like one more mountain above them at like, you know, 9,000 feet in Switzerland. And the globalist Tucker sources said were like, what? They have money to protest? Shut down the economy more. That's the oligarchical instinct, is to shut down, make people poor so that they're so poor they've got to stay in their mud hut so they can't come protest you while you're behind your armored walls. That's feudalism. But over the 4 days, at one point, Aaron said there were over 600 people. And that's our problem, is we're not coordinated. But it doesn't matter. That's also our strength. It's our weakness, also our strength. I think we're going to have 2,000 or 3,000, quite frankly. I feel something big's about to happen. They may even crap their pants and pull out and not do it. 4 years ago, at this same hotel in Virginia, Madeleine Albright pulled in, was yelled at because people recognized her, that slaves knew who she was. She began panicking and drove out, freaking out. Again, when you identify and see the vampire, or like they live, when I got one that can see.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
right, my friends, thank you for joining us. We're into the second hour. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I am broadcasting from the InfoWars bus, the War Wagon, made in America, Newell bus. It is fantastic to be here with you today. And yes, I just product placed. They're not a paid sponsor, but I do like to promote a few things made in America. You know, $22 billion was spent in the last 2 years to move to Mexico, Eastern Europe, Brazil, and China, the Cadillac and Volt factories for General Motors. Not just tax incentives. Not just tax incentives. No, my friends, they pay with your tax money to ship our jobs out of the country. This is economic warfare against this nation. This is economic destabilization, a program. A bunch of news coming up. I got to cover this. It's so crazy. Cannibalism comes to South Beach. Police shoot naked man eating face off other naked man. Like a rabid dog, the police said. Good job for the police there. That is coming up. And a bunch of serious news. That's a serious report, but this is even crazier. Banning free speech. You won't be allowed to criticize the environmentalists when they want to inspect your house or take your property. And we've got a bunch of other news dealing with the UN announcing our own Congress is set to pass the bill. They say they have the votes to hand the Internet over and begin taxation of the Internet to the United Nations. And I guess they'll pass a law saying you can't criticize it. But right now, let's go to Troy, Sean, Karen, Freedom, and others. Troy in Ohio, you're on the air globally.
Hey, they announced a, quote, new program here in Ohio called Truck Shield.
It's, yeah, it's a giant tattletale program. Yeah, they're training doctors, dentists, lawyers, truck drivers to spy on everybody. But it's not for Al-Qaeda that works for the CIA. It's for good old boys and gun owners, the giant spy society. Go ahead and tell me about it.
Yeah, there's an article entitled Ohio Truckers to Help Highway Patrol Keep Roads Safer, Reduce Crime. And they speak about how they're going to patrol officers are being made available to trucking companies to train their drivers on how to spot and report impaired drivers, crime, homeland security concerns, as well as human trafficking. I just thought that was very interesting.
You know, I've talked to state police, and the guy that drives the bus for us was a truck driver for decades, and he'll tell you, state police in Virginia pulled him over and also in Tennessee and said, you know why we pull you truckers over? There's all sorts of fake violations, and we know you're not violent. So, yeah, you can sign up with Homeland Security so they can write you tickets, and you can grovel to them and say, it's patriotic to be a slave, and the cops believe they're writing all these tickets to fund the country when it's all going to foreign banks. Yeah, no, they're trying. Listen, my dad's a dentist. In fact, he's over hundreds of dentists for a big company, but he used to own his own dental offices. But about a year ago, he got a visit by Homeland Security. And he thought it was just him. He thought, this must be a setup because of my son. They wanted him to spy on his patients. And he's like, well, my patients aren't terrorists. They're like, just report on them to us. We're going to pay you money. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. And he went and talked to the other dentist. All of them got Homeland Security visits. It is just the opposite of freedom. But we're supposed to see the new freedom on Memorial Day is celebrate checkpoints, celebrate wiretaps, celebrate drones, celebrate the IRS taking your house with no warrant or no proof, celebrate cancer, celebrate fluoride in the water, celebrate slavery. So, again, I'm anti-American because I'm like George Washington. So tell us about the Homeland Security training.
Well, that's basically it. I mean, like you said, I could see them, the Highway Patrol, harassing truck drivers, which gives them an incentive to possibly play ball with the snake.
No. They put Marines and you name it. They put congressmen on the no-fly list. No judge, no jury, you just can't fly, government said. They're now saying there's going to be a no-gun-buy list. That's official. Just type in no-buy list. The ATF says they're about to ban almost all shotguns because they feel like it. No law, just, hey, we're God. Now, that was in the news yesterday. Just, hey, we're God. And they're saying that they'll do whatever they want, and the average person thinks groveling to these people is going to get them out of it. That's the opposite.
Absolutely. That's all I had for you.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah. ATF, give me a break. All these people. Let's talk to Sean in Arizona. You're on the air. Hey, Sean, how's it going there in the prickly pear capital of the world? All right, let's talk to Karen in Arizona. Another call in Arizona.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, how Hello? You doing? I hope you're not an evil... Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Well,
I thought I'd let
I
you
can.
Know that last December, Emory Riddle Aeronautics teamed up with Yavapai County to build one of those helicopter drones.
Well, what's wrong with 30,000 drones to spy on us and look through our walls and have weapons? I mean, that's patriotism. We worship whatever the military does, and we worship them on our streets. Hell, Guatemala and North Korea have the right idea. Have the military on the streets. That's what Memorial Day is about.
And also, you
Memorial Day is about the TSA sticking their hands down your pants. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, you are also correct, because I heard that the... Fire Department Union invested into the stock market, their retirement funds.
Oh, yeah. And they're told, raise more money for the system or you'll get nothing.
Like you said, you know, they're going to take your pension funds, and that's exactly what happened.
They invested into it.
And now they're going to have to come up with some money to pay for this... this money that they lost, you know, investing into the stock market.
And no matter how many tickets or how many citizens they arrest with arrest quotas, they've got quotas in most departments to actually arrest a mom for no seatbelt, to get the kids and put them in the CPS rape room. You can look that up. And the cops think they're actually funding their pension with it. You're going to get nothing from the bankers. That's why this is so good. Even though all these people serve the system like little cowards, they think, oh, we've got a big corrupt system. I better grovel to it. I'll get ahead. You're going to get nothing. That's the good news. All these traitors, all these collaborators, all these people that did this, they'll be destroyed as well. I'm sorry. It's
also,
just good to know they're going to be defeated.
This relative of mine, last year his friend came back from Iraq or Afghanistan. And his wife had to run for her life because she was in bed sleeping, and all of a sudden he was trying to choke her, and they had to.
Well,
put
that's
him
unpatriotic.
In
the- she should have taken a hatchet and first hacked off her hands and her head and gone, I'm patriotic. My husband was in the military, and she should have just taken a hatchet and hacked herself in the head. That would have been patriotic. To run from somebody on a bunch of Pentagon drugs who's killed a bunch of people and is totally mentally ill is unpatriotic. She should have taken an ice pick and just stabbed herself in the neck 20 times going, I'm patriotic, instead of running from him. I mean, that was wrong what she did.
But they had to put him in the VA psych ward for a while. Until they got him all straightened out.
Hey, what do you think of them making troops that have arms and legs blown off, forcing them back into combat?
I think that's horrible because I have...
I think you're a conspiracy theorist. Disagreeing with the system's conspiracy.
Well, you know what? Like I said, our benevolent mayor is in charge of the Department of Homeland Security facility.
Ma'am, do you trust the government? Do you drink your fluoride water?
No, I don't. I have my Berkey water.
Oh, my God. You certainly don't get a probe here.
I'm horrible. I'm very horrible.
Oh, listen. You don't think troops with legs blown off should be forced back into combat after five tours when their contract said two? You don't think they should have their death benefits taken as they've been doing for 12 years? You don't think they should breathe DU and die? You're unpatriotic. Watch football. Do whatever the government says. Drink fluoride. Watch your kids die of cancer. That's patriotic, okay? Okay? That's patriotism. Holy mackerel, that woman was dangerous. I appreciate her call. Freedom in California. Tell me. Oh, we're going to break. I'm sorry. Freedom's gone. I'm sorry. We can't have freedom on the air. That the word freedom is terrorism. That's censored. By the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. You can look up U.S. News and World Report. Troops with arms and legs blown off or forced back into combat. 5, 6, 7, 8 tours. But that's okay. Everything's fine. It's all coming up straight ahead. I got a big news blitz on a host of subjects. From the road, I'm Alex Jones from Arkansas on my way to Virginia. Yes, the head of the IMF tells Greeks to pay their taxes Doesn't matter, over 90% of the money is actually owed to private central banks, saying too big to fail. Love how they told you, oh, too big to fail, we got to back these banks up. And the very bankers lecture us while they make billions of our money, stolen, not free market, on how we've got to pay them more taxes. And they know full well that's shutting down economies. You raise taxes, tax revenue actually goes down because it stalls the economy. Kennedy knew that. Reagan knew that. It's not that they don't care. They know that. They want an imploding economy. Big news blitz on a host of subjects coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's go back to Sean in Arizona, Diane in Louisiana, and others. Sean, you're on the air worldwide.
Thank you, Alex. I've got a couple bullet quotes today on slavery and freedom for Memorial Day. May I begin?
You've got the floor worldwide.
Thank you, sir. I know of no better way for the state to keep its people under control than a perpetual state of war. Joseph Stalin. Scientific concept of dictatorship means neither more nor less than unlimited power, resting directly on force, not limited by anything, not restricted by any laws, nor absolute rules. Nothing else but that. Lenin. And here I have another one. Our power does not know liberty or justice. It is entirely established on the destruction of the individual will. We will find the way to debase humanity down to the lowest level of existence, like down in Florida today. And Khrushchev said that. Then I have a couple of them on freedom here. This is just a tremendous quote that every black American should be proud. The quote is this: power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and never will. Find out just what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be opposed upon them.
That's Thomas Jefferson.
That, my friend, it's Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass was paraphrasing Jefferson there, though. Yeah, that is Frederick Douglass. Well, Frederick Douglass said, power is not given up, it is demanded. Yeah, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I stand to be corrected.
You're right. Both of them said that.
Follows, and nobody ever seems to quote it. It's this: the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is at last resort to protect themselves against tyranny and government. Never heard that quoted by anybody before. I've got a short one by T.R., Teddy Roosevelt. This goes to what we talk about every day, what you talk about every day. T.R. said this: to announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but morally treasonable to the American public. Don't these just give you chills?
No, they do, and he did say that on record. There's even one of the first film clips of a president where he paraphrased that. Also, his famous arena quote. But what do you make of not just the school teacher saying, be arrested if you criticize Obama, but others are saying that? I have TV newscasts where they say, don't talk about Obama or we will arrest you. I mean, this is getting really crazy. What do you think of Australia, once a very free country, saying, don't criticize carbon taxes or a $1 million+ fine? I mean, this is authoritarianism. It's racing on every front. But I see that as a sign by the corporate governing class that's used government to kill the free market and competition, the monopoly class, as a sign of desperation. What do you say?
Well, absolutely. And, of course, the Bible talks about it at the end time when Christ comes back, people will come to him and say, I've done this and this in your name. And he'll say, go, I do not, flee from me, I do not know you. And really, there's just a remnant that really understand freedom and liberty anymore, like you and I and the listeners do. I think it really comes down to that, and it's very unfortunate.
Well, you're an amazing caller. I really enjoyed hearing your points, and I'm glad that we were able to get you on. And all those quotes you stated, yes, I know Frederick Douglass. He actually even had some quotes that were paraphrased but expanded on of Jefferson. In fact, I did a video like 4 or 5 years ago with a quote of his in there. But it was like freedom and rights are not given. They're demanded. They're taken. I forget the full scope of it, but they were basically paraphrased Jefferson, but the way he said it was even more powerful. I mean, look, a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. It's a very simple equation. If we roll over, criminal elements will take over. And by the very textbook of tyranny, we're under it. And it's a joke to sit there and put up with this any longer. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Okay, guys, I got so many phone calls here on my little computer screen, and they're all... Okay, freedom in California. Well, that's an oxymoron. Hello, freedom, under globalist takeover, globalist beachhead, California. How are you doing? Over.
Good. Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I've been a student of freedom for about 20 years and a fan of yours for just about as long. I want to tell you about something that I think is one of the most important things that we can be aware of today, and it has to do with canceling out the debts that people owe to the bankers. And it has to do with something called accepted for value. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, you have to accept a contract. They just can't announce a contract and say you're under it. And even if they have you sign a contract, if it's done in fraud, it's null and void. All of this is null and void. And I declare it's a fraud, and I declare it's a scam. They tell you protesting doesn't have power, or saying no doesn't have power. Why are they SWAT teaming and setting up protesters, whether they're conservative or liberal, everywhere? Because the system is scared of it. That's why I'm headed to Bilderberg to get in their face big time. They had the media telling the public it didn't exist. How discredited are they now? Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, they're extremely discredited now, and the bankers are trying to foist a fraud upon all of the people. And what happens is the people have to be aware of the nature of money and banking. And
they got to be aware they're going to stage a terror attack and pose as saviors. But yeah, get into the fractional reserve banking. Preach it. Tell them. Explain it.
Credit is created with a signature, and when something is put upon you to pay and there's no substance in payment, you go back to the policy, which is HJR 192 of June 5th, 1933, that says no contracts can be put forth that call for payment substance. They have to be
And I'm talking about this 15 years ago, and people laugh, but now we hear about Bank of America, Wells Fargo, others taking houses they never had a deed to that weren't in foreclosure. Cash paid off houses. The police come and take you out of them and give it to Bank of America, and then it comes out in court. They stole the thing and lied in court to get it. It's incredible. And the banks loan you money that never existed to be able to take over property. You're absolutely right. It's incredible.
True. The way that we can deal with that, though, is when we accept those contracts and they don't accept our acceptance of those contracts, they are now in default, and we now become the owner of that contract, which means we can proceed to involuntary bankruptcy at that point because we are the creditors now.
Let me boil this down in layman's terms so folks don't get confused about what you're saying. We've never been a perfect country, but we've been the freest the world's ever seen. So it created wealth untold. 5% of the population of the world had half the wealth. Now, we're 6% of the population, have about 20%. We've been robbed. A bunch of shysters, carpetbaggers, scammers, flim-flammers, projectors, con men came in, created a bunch of financial instruments that are fraudulent, leveraged the Ponzi scheme to take over the government, and are now saying we're terrorists and we don't want to be gang raped by Bernie Madoff. All right, here's what I'm going to do on this live Sunday, the 27th day of May, 2012, at a Bilderberg in Virginia. We're going to take your calls in this segment. I will news blitz on the other stories I've alluded to but haven't gotten to in the next segment. Guys, who is up next? Who should I go to next? Diane, and then Daniel, Steve, David, John, Hamilton, and others. Diane in Louisiana, you're on the air.
Happy trails, Alex and the Info Crew. I'm calling
Thank
from
you.
Fremont Regions, number 6. I was calling to find out what's the deal with Rick Perry and endorsing David Dewhurst.
Well, David Dewhurst was in the CIA and involved in black ops when some really bad stuff happened in Latin America. He helped get the TSA into Texas when the legislature passed unanimously a law against it to grope and to molest our children. David Dewhurst is super bad. I got to be honest. The other Republican candidate, Mr. Cruz, running against him is almost as bad, but claims he's a Ron Paul type. But the fact that the establishment is behind Dewhurst, and Dewhurst has got about a 15-point lead, shows you that he's super bad news. I mean, Rick Perry's a guy that got up on the news and said, it's the law to take an experimental vaccine that's been killing people in trials. Well, it wasn't the law. He just claimed it was and got exposed by the legislature. But Rick Perry is a discredited monster. So he should just get out of politics and go straight to Hades. But what do you think of that?
I am in agreement with you. But I was checking over the internet, and I ran across this Ron Paul Fest that's going to be held in Florida. And they're looking for thousands and thousands to attend. I wish I could be there.
I don't know about the Ron Paul Fest, but I know they got a lot of people going to the Tampa event.
Yeah, from August 24th through the 26th.
I'm sure it's going to be wild. What else is on your mind today?
Okay. Oh, yeah. And the vets, I enjoyed the vets throwing their medals at that G20 summit or whatever that was held up there. It was just amazing.
Well, let's talk about medals. I mean, sure, that they threw their Afghan medals back. Our government, which is a criminal foreign banking group that's hijacked the country, grows opium publicly. It was like 10% of world production. It's 93% now. Just look that up. Folks, don't believe me. Just type in Afghanistan now, 93% of world opium production. They load it on C-130s. They ship it in to Europe, the United States, you name it. The troops are ordered to grow it. Pat Tillman spoke out, so they killed him. Doesn't matter. It's now out there. And this is the type of stuff they're doing. And they want to sell us on tyranny as if we support the troops. The troops don't want tyranny. The troops don't want this. The globalists hide behind the troops. What do you say to that?
Oh, man. It's just amazing, all this stuff that's going on in the world today. I just want to wish you luck on your trip to Bilderberg, and I just want you to just call them out. Just call them out, and God bless you.
God bless you, my friend. Thank you for tuning in. Great to hear from you. Diane, Louisiana. Daniel in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, welcome.
I'm not in Arizona. I'm in Rochester, New York.
Well, look right here. It says Daniel in Arizona. I'm even showing people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv right now.
Well, maybe
it says Arizona.
Maybe they moved me without my knowledge.
Maybe anyway. The aliens kidnapped you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got a couple of news stories here.
Let's just say you're calling from Planet Keebler.
Maybe so. I've come across this news report. Newark Airport security was charged with identity theft and may be charged with murder. And this guy had been using another person's identity for 20 years, and he started using it before the guy died, and then he shows up dead, and it's Look.
Who wants to grope men, women, and children all day and boss people around and scream at them for no reason? They just busted a Catholic defrocked priest who reportedly abused three little girls as the head in Philadelphia of the TSA. Every day or two, I read about them kidnapping children, raping women, shipping drugs. Who else wants to be a TSA agent? It's a 10th Amendment violation. The feds are out of their jurisdiction. It's a 4th Amendment violation. It is a joke. It is an abomination. But soon they'll have us salute the new American flag, which is an image of a child being raped by a TSA agent. Well, I'm sorry, that's not my America.
Nor mine.
You're Al-Qaeda.
This guy's an illegal alien, and they make him one of the supervisors of Newark Airport.
No, I saw that report. And there's dead people. That's freedom, sir. Yeah, listen, TSA's confirmed they don't do background checks. Stalin and Hitler, both, when they got into power, hired people out of the prisons. That's why they do it. Normal police have been trained in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. These aren't police. The police can't randomly pull you over and stick their hands down your pants or grope your wife or daughters. They do. It's illegal. Now the TSA's running highway checkpoints in all 50 states. It's all. What do you think about that?
It's appalling. Like most of the news you covered, you know. Well, we also have a situation with Fast and Furious where it dovetails with another operation that's been going on here for many years, which is the takeover by the criminal syndicates of much of the American West. And But the
feds already have 87% of the Western States property. Now they want all the rest of it. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by with machine guns.
That's not what I mean. I mean the cartels are taking over a whole bunch of the American West with their
drug cartels have got most of the police and Border Patrol working for them. Yeah, that's come out. Yeah.
Now, when you look at Fast and Furious, it doesn't end with the demonization of the Second Amendment. When they commit murder of Border Patrol, they are doing it for a purpose, and the purpose is the takeover of American territory for the Mexican cartels. And
no, they have several years ago, two-thirds of the way into Arizona, they have signs up saying don't go in national parks because these areas are controlled by drug cartels. Remember that?
Yes, and that's what I mean. What it means is that Fast and Furious is not simply a gun-running operation.
It's the criminals at the Justice Department arming criminal gangs to La Reconquista or reconquer the United States.
Right, but it's the first two parts of a four-part plan that is high treason in a strict sense. And when you look at the writing in the Constitution on that, it's very carefully parsed. And I say that this fulfills high treason, and that
of course it does. When Obama says he's going to launch wars in other countries without congressional approval, it's treason. When Obama says he's going to have the NSA spy on you without warrants, it's treason. When the IRS takes your property without due process as a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve, it's treason. When the school gives your kid an inoculation or an abortion without parental consent, it's treason. We have a government of, for, and by criminal treason against our republic, and it's time to wake up. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's jam in one more call. We're about to go to break. Let's talk to Steve Austin. Austin, you're on the air. The Bionic Man.
I wanted to know if you were familiar with the ridiculous event that's going to happen at the City Hall of Austin this Wednesday, funded by the Homeland Security Department to supposedly educate us sheeple about preparedness. They're doing a flash mob. They have this goofy song. They've paid $5,000 with Homeland Security money to put this event on, and it reminded me to hearing the description on KLBJ and listening to the excerpt of the song of that trendy, what was it, Kony 2012 dance video thing. And I'm wondering if you think we should stage a counter protest of some kind and show up and disrupt the dance.
I'm ignorant. Homeland Security is now staging fake protest?
No. What this is Homeland Security actually gives the city of Austin money to educate the public, supposedly, on emergency preparedness. So the city of Austin, in its infinite stupidity, is putting on a flash mob event with a song that they had written just for the event. And the purpose.
No. That's all psyop. It's not stupidity. We have a criminal operation running Austin, richest city in the country per capita. It's a black op. They're doing this all over. I didn't know about Austin, but stay there. I'll come back to you after.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want freedom. I don't want to be a slave to a bunch of foreign banks. I read this headline, IMF chief tells Greeks to pay their taxes, and I'm cursed for the fact that I'm not just some mindless TV sports head. I happen to know 90%+ of that debt is not theirs. It's the bankers. And it's so rich to have the culprits of the operation lecturing everyone. Totally and absolutely disgusting. Thousands rally against Quebec protest ban. That province is banning protesting. I already mentioned all the big Australian papers say if you criticize carbon taxes, first offense, 1.1 million Australian fine. I mean, that is just Australia falling to total abject tyranny. Continuing here with some of the headlines today, there's a lot of different reports that we've got up at Infowars.com. Spain, five banks downgraded. Their biggest bank sees 19 billion euros in aid. Again, people are like, oh my gosh, Europe's imploding. Oh my gosh, Mark Fauber, the big economist, says Europe 100% chance of recession. It's a designed depression to bring people politically to their knees. And then meanwhile, I've got this big headline out of the Miami papers, the Miami Herald. Naked man killed by police near MacArthur Causeway was eating face-off victim. Was he on PCP, LSD, or Prozac? Because Prozac does stuff like that. It was a scene as creepy as a Hannibal Lecter movie, or again, Day of the Dead. One man was shot to death by Miami police. Another man is fighting for his life after he was attacked and his face allegedly half-eaten. Well, that's what Double Lock Buck's for. Oh, you're a crazy person? Well, here's my firearm. Say hello to my little friend. By a naked man on the MacArthur Causeway off ramp Saturday, police said. The horror began at 2 p.m. when a series of gunshots were heard on the ramp, which is along the Northeast 13th Street just south of Miami Herald building. The Miami Herald is reporting on the zombies right outside their office. According to police sources, a road ranger saw a naked man chewing on another man's face and shouting on his loudspeaker for him to back away. Meanwhile, a woman also saw the incident and flagged down a police officer. I just pull over and go shoot the person myself who was in the area. The officer, who had not been identified, approached and seeing what was happening, also ordered the naked man to back away. When he continued to assault, the officer shot him. The zombie. Police sources said the attacker failed to stop after being shot, forcing the officer to continue firing. He watched too many zombie movies. Witnesses said they heard at least a half dozen shots, and it just goes on from there. So now zombie attacks in America. That's up at Infowars.com. Let's jam in a few more phone calls here. If you're joining us right now, we are driving to Virginia to cover Bilderberg 2012. You know, the mainstream corporate whore media said it didn't exist, but we don't listen to them. Now they admit it exists. Oh, there's a global elite. They want to take all your rights, but they know best. Okay, who's up first here? I said I was going to finish with Stephen Austin. I don't remember why. Steve, final comments.
Well, I just wanted to know if you thought this event is a Homeland Security funded event that Austin is doing. And I wondered, you know, if you thought it'd be a good idea if we did a counter protest. They're going to do this dumb dance song.
Yes, but I mean, the Homeland Security, by molesting your daughter at the airport or son, they're keeping you safe from Al Qaeda that they publicly fund to take over Syria and Libya and other areas. I mean, give up all your rights. I mean, they're keeping you safe. Yes, we should protest that. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Arkansas, where I'm at. David, welcome, sir.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Well, we should ban people's teeth because this guy was biting someone, this zombie attack in the new South Beach diet. We should ban that book as well.
Well, I'm a dentist, so you would put me out of business.
Again, ban teeth. Somebody bit somebody. Ban guns. Somebody stabbed somebody. Ban knives. I think it's trendy.
Hey, I have an idea. There's a lot of empty billboards out there now. I was wondering about maybe renting one and putting something on there to kind of wake people up.
Yes. World government is taking over. Infowars.com. The New World Order is death, Infowars.com. Or think of a better website. Start your own website, post a few videos, a few messages, put a billboard up. We resist or die. Tyranny, financial, corporate takeover. We're all designed to fight Napoleon or Hitler or Stalin, a military takeover. This is a corporate banking takeover. It's called the New World Order.
One other thing. I drove to Arkadelphia to maybe shake your hand. Are you still in Arkadelphia?
I am still in Arkadelphia, sir.
Well, if you'll tell me where you're located.
You want to know where I'm at? You want to come over here and shoot me five times in the head? I'm just joking.
No, I don't care if you're dead.
No, I know. I'm joking. I love life so much, I'm willing to give it up. I'm at the campground, Arkadelphia campground. I don't know what exit it is, but I'm leaving in 15 minutes. So if you can get over here, I'll shake your hand, buddy.
The Arkadelphia campground.
Yeah, it's 870-246, and I can't read the rest of it because there's a light in front of it, but I mean, it's like right through Arkadelphia, and we stopped here because they had plug-in, so we could do the radio show with air conditioning. I told Richard I didn't need it, but he insisted, without the generator running. Because if the generator's running, it's like a car engine. It sounds like a helicopter taking off. All right, buddy, we'll see if you get here. It's on the left. It's on the eastbound side, yeah. No, it's on the westbound side. It's on the westbound side. Anyways, okay, eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. All right, buddy, I appreciate your call. Man, I tell you, being on the road, I feel like I'm just sitting here talking to people regularly. Who knows how this sounds on the radio? We're almost out of time here. Let's jam in one more ring-a-dingy. Let's talk to John in Chicago. Hamilton in New Jersey. Alexander Hamilton was killed in New Jersey. I got to talk to him, too. John, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Worldwide transmission.
All right, cool. I got a short story to tell you. I know how you earlier you brought up about how in Illinois they're trying to arrest people for filming cops. Well, I was in the city the other day, and my friends came out from out of town, and I was taking pictures of them out around the Lambarts. And one of the pictures we took, there was a cop in the background. And right when he saw the flash, he marched right up to us and took our camera away.
No, cops have been trained all over the country that you're slaves, you're there to pay their paycheck, you're trash, you have no rights. They're trying to give people life in prison now in Illinois for filming police in public. They've banned free speech in Australia. Europe's falling. It's like a Soviet takeover. This is it. The Army admitted a month ago we broke this. And then they put out a press release and said, yes, we've built re-education camps for conservatives and libertarians, but this is liberal. So they said it's classified. Please don't criticize it. I appreciate your call. Alexander Hamilton from New Jersey having a bad visit with Mr. Burr. You're on the air. Last caller. Take us out.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that. I just wanted to talk about the Olympics. You remember 9/11. They prepared us for that attack through different, subliminal messages.
Were getting everybody ready. They wasn't even subliminal. It's like when the terrorists did, give your rights up, government's your god. So what happens when the terrorists did? I give my rights up, you're god.
No, I remember you pointing it out on one of those shows on, I think it was the same show for September 11th. You pointed out lone gunmen, how the war codes were in there before, like a couple months before.
Yeah, foreign banks have taken over, the government's gone, criminals have taken over, police are telling people nationwide they have no rights, red alert, red alert, red alert, yeah.
Right, and there's a show called Code 9, where they show a bomb going off during the Olympics, and there was an article by this author called Thomas Kane in 2010, and he said that his imagination was the Olympics being bombed. And it was just...
Well, it's simple. If you're terrorists that have taken the government over, you blow stuff up, pose as a savior, and demonize your opposition as terrorist. You blow stuff up, pose it as a savior. Hitler did it with the Reichstag. The Soviets did it. The Czars did it. Every government does it. Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Ajax, our criminal government's done it. Our criminal government is really a foreign banking cartel. They staged 9/11. They staged Oklahoma City. They're telling you there's no Bill of Rights, no free speech. They are the terrorist. You either wake up to that or it's over. We're done. They want re-education, mass arrest, gun confiscation, civil war. That's the banker plan, sir. God bless you. We're out of time. Now, again, this is my on-road transmission from Arkansas. I am driving an RV. There's highway checkpoints, you name it. I'm about to go into TSA country, Tennessee, where they have checkpoints everywhere. If we make it to Virginia in occupied globalist United States, we will confront the actual criminals that have done this to our republic. Pray for us. Spread the word. There's feeds up everywhere at Infowars.com. Video feeds, you name it. Watch our coverage.